back to the Goat Channel Podcast. We got Monday. Don't know the date at all. January 9th. It feels like it's further in January, but January 9th on a Monday. Pretty chilly outside. I always give a weather update. Tired of this shit though. Cold weather. So yeah. We're going to talk NFL week number 18, I guess, last week of the season. Probably wanted to talk about every game because a lot of them weren't really that important. So we can hit on a few. We can hit on a few quick ones. So one quick one would be the Bills beat the Patriots. Nah, that one actually had a big effect on it. The Cowboys suck. That one didn't have an effect on it. Let's just put it at that. Cowboys suck. My team, I don't know. They suck. Let's just put it that way. They're going out. Okay, so let's go ahead and discuss this. Let's go ahead and discuss. I'm trying to see what order to do it in, but let's do the Patriot. Let's kind of do it how it was laid out. So, the Dolphins beat the Jets. So, that was the first game, really, of significance of the day, I believe. Dolphins beat the Jets. So, Dolphins and Jets, obviously, both of them were playing their third string quarterback. It was just we knew it was going to be a terrible game. And it was a terrible game. It finished like 11-6 or 11-9 or something like that. Terrible game. Not even fun to watch. But for the Dolphins, it was a win and a Patriots loss. For the Steelers also were hanging on there. So, let's talk about the Dolphins game, low-scoring game, third-string quarterbacks in. Really not much to talk about the game. It was just a struggle by both teams. Lucky for me, you know, I wasn't playing fantasy this week on any of these games because, you know, they probably weren't the greatest fantasy games I've had to guess. I don't know that for a fact, but it just kind of feels like that. So, yeah, that game was simple. You know, Dolphins win. Basically, they should have won. Really terrible effort and stuff by both teams. So, Dolphins win last second overtime. And then, so Steelers, I think, had already won as well. So, the Steelers would have been in if the Dolphins would have lost. So, the Steelers look good, though. I mean, let's put it this way. Mike Tomlin hasn't ever had a losing season. Always been at 500 or above. And the guy this year gave a team with a rookie quarterback who had a quarterback transition in the middle of the season or after a few games or whenever it was and still was able to have them in the conversation for the playoffs. I mean, I don't know how good a coach Tomlin is. Like, I'm not saying, obviously, he's not a bad coach. I don't know if he's, like, one of those top coaches all time. I mean, it feels like they don't do too much when they're in the playoffs or hadn't in a while. But I think he's a good coach. I mean, I personally, my opinion, I don't know where he stands and all that if you look it up. And if you think about, like, what he's actually done other than, like, he did win a Super Bowl. But it just felt like all this stuff was kind of early on. And then now he's kind of hadn't done much since then. Always had, has a team we talk about, though. And I think that's the most impressive thing. And this was probably his most impressive job because you took all that and you were still kind of, you were talking about playoffs. You were in that conversation the whole year, or not the whole year, but when you turned it around, you kept creeping back and you were in that conversation. And you had a chance on the last day of the year. You needed two people to lose, two teams to lose, and you couldn't quite get it done. But with that said, they beat the Browns. They beat the brakes off the Browns. Actually, I think it got close. It looked like a runaway, and then it got closer, and then Pittsburgh pulled away. I didn't watch the game, don't know the stats. I do know overall, I do like Kenny Pickett. I think I watched the game last week, and I really do believe Kenny Pickett's that dude. Like, I think he's got a place in the NFL. Now, he has to keep it up next year. That's going to be the key. He's got to keep it up next year. Unlike this year, we'll talk about that right after we talk about the Browns. So, Kenny Pickett's probably the only quarterback out of this year. Maybe Brock Purdy. That's going to amount to anything. It could turn around for guys like Malik Willis or Ridder, but it kind of feels like Pickett might be the only dude. And then maybe Brock Purdy if people like really believe in this run and what he's doing. So with that said, Pittsburgh has a nice little foundation, I believe. They got a good receiver. Probably a great receiver. And Pickens. Najee's going to be pretty good. They can slide in Warren. They can slide in another back to kind of give them a triple threat. Najee's going to hit you holes at times. Najee's going to have big games. But he's not going to be, he might not be that star. But he's going to be a very good running back in the league. Defense is always good for them. And so, I mean, they got a pretty good tight end. I think they got something going into next year. I think you got to at least believe in them. I think you have to put them on the map. Now, they are in a very tough division. Now, that tough division will depend on probably if Lamar stays. Now, Lamar is under contract or will be a restricted free agent, I guess, so he'll have to stay. But, you know, he might be burning some bridges with this knee thing right now. I don't know how injured he is, but I'm taking Lamar Jackson on my team, a former MVP, if I'm some team. So, you will have to cater the offense to him a little bit, but he has that ability. He'll be all right. You just got to stay healthy. That's the key. So, that's just a tough division, though. The Browns should be a little better next year. But then you're going to look at the paper and you're going to be like, well, there's four teams in that's legit in that division. On paper, at least, and that's going to be the truth. I mean, the Browns probably overpaid for Deshaun Watson. Now, from what we've seen this year, wasn't anything great. Nothing popped off, nothing popped out, nothing really kind of stood out, and you were like, okay, Deshaun Watson's that dude. Again, the Steelers beat them at the end of the year. The Browns were just okay this year. Deshaun Watson, just okay. Wasn't worth the money. Was not worth $207 million. I think we can all agree on that. He wasn't worth the money this year. Now, this year was more about getting his feet wet, getting back into the NFL, you know, doing his thing, getting ready, and really preparing, I think, next year, because he didn't get to come in until like week 11 this year. I don't think he played that good though when he was in there. He probably played solid, but did he play like a $200 million quarterback? No. But it was about next year, and so that's where we're at. Maybe he made progress, he got his feet wet. Now, you know, it'll be August, he gets back in there. Like, they'll be practicing stuff before then, but August, he gets back in there. He gets back into probably some games. And then he has week one. And he starts from week one. And then we kind of really see what the Browns do. And we kind of fill out if he's worth it. Then, so that game has significance. But then Miami won. So it really canceled that game out. So then the Patriots and Bills were playing. The Bills were pretty much playing for second seed. If they win, Patriots were playing for the playoffs. Patriots lost. I don't know if it's a Mac Jones problem. I still don't think it's a Mac Jones problem. They hung in there. They were good for a pretty good amount, actually. The defense kind of fell apart more than anything. But they hung in for most of the game. And then the Bills just kind of ended up pulling away at the end. So the Bills are the 2 seed, Chiefs 1 seed, and the Patriots are in the playoffs. Miami slides in, gets that. I don't know. I mean, I still think the Bills are one of the best teams, one of the better teams to beat. That's probably a fact. I don't think they're, I mean, you could probably disagree, but I'd say that's a fact. Do I think they will? I'm not necessarily sold they will. They have had such an up and down season. It feels like they almost have to get hot and go on a run. I know that they only lost like 3 games, but it did feel like at times that, you know, they weren't as good as people were tapping them to be. And so I think we'll find out. The key's going to be Josh Allen not turning the ball over and just being efficient. He does a lot of stuff well. So his big body can run and stuff, so he can do that type stuff. Sometimes he's not the best thrower of the football. But the Bills are still, like, I think they lost 3 games, so they're still the 2nd seed. And the Chiefs, Mahomes, I think, is the MVP. We'll kind of see what that narrative happens in that, but I think he had the better year. I believe he had the less talent. I think Jalen Hurts is probably 2nd, and they did win when he came back. But just missing those games, I really do believe that Patrick Mahomes took that team. You know, they're winning with anybody on that field, Patrick Mahomes, it feels like. So, we have that. Chiefs, Bills, Bengals. Bengals play the Ravens again this week. Ravens, it could look different, though. The Bengals did play the Ravens for a little bit of seeding action. Bengals won. Ravens played their 3rd-string quarterback. Now it's just really seeing, okay, is Lamar Jackson going to be back? Is he not? That's really the case. That's really the situation. Is Lamar going to be back? If Lamar's not back, they're not going to win that game. Cincinnati's going to run away with it. Then you got the Jags. The Jags won. Jags beat the Titans. That was another good game. Dobbs just couldn't pull it out. But, I mean, you got to talk about, that's their 3rd-string quarterback, Dobbs. So, a guy who was on the practice squad, I think, just a few weeks ago, comes in for 2 weeks at the end. Actually played pretty well. I mean, you got, under the circumstances, kept him in games and played pretty well. So, I don't know where they go next year. I don't think Willis is the guy. So it'll be interesting for the Titans. It'll be interesting. Tannehill's going to be there. Who's going to be their quarterback? I don't think he's the guy, Willis. But that'll be one of those things they got to figure out, see what happens, see what, you know. They got to figure that out, obviously. They got to figure out what's going to be best for their team. But yeah, that was a playoff thing too. I mean, that was a really big game on Saturday, but it was a Saturday game. Titans, Jags for the division. And like I said, the Jags won. Jags look a lot better. They went from 1st pick to very bad last year and then to, you know, a solid 500 team this year, 9-8 team. So, or it could have been 8-8-1. I don't know if they had a tie, but anyway, 500 team. And transition. Where are we going to? Finish off the playoff. I think it goes Chiefs get to bye. Bills play Dolphins. Yeah, so we got some division rivals. We got some division games in the playoffs. Bills play the Dolphins. Cincinnati plays the Ravens. And then you have the Jags. And slipping my mind. Jags. I might have missed a team. The Jags are the 4th seed, so they play the 5th seed, I guess? I don't know. I'm trying to think of it. Can't really. It's not coming to my head. Trying to think of what division it came out of. Chargers. I think it's Jags Chargers. Because the Chargers don't have an opponent yet. Chargers kind of is just sleeping on. You don't really hear, didn't hear much about them. So, all that. That wraps it up for the AFC. We go on transition to the NFC. I'm a little I don't know if I'm disappointed or happy. So, the Cowboys might have been playing for something. They sucked, though. They lost. Eagles won. So, Eagles get their first bye. Then it goes... I don't really know. I'm trying to think. I think it goes Niners after that. So, 49ers got the 2nd seed. Brock Purdy and them won this week, too. Looking good. I mean, they really are looking good. 3rd seed is the Vikings. Or are the Vikings. 4th seed, the Bucks. The Bucks are probably, you know, the Bucks, I guess they would have probably still got in. They just had a rough year, but they probably would have still got in because they were 8-8 by the end of this thing, or 9-8, I think. I don't think they were. Oh, no, they might have been. I think they might have ended up 8-9 because of the last game, but they had their division already locked up. Don't think they really played the starters. If they did, they just made a change halfway through. But yeah, so that's your top 4 seeds. Those were already locked in. I think maybe the Cowboys with a win or something could have probably moved up, but didn't have to, didn't need to, didn't happen. So then we look at what we got in the wild card. Cowboys were a wild card team already at 5. 6, the Giants were already a wild card team. So basically they were vying for seventh. Only 3 teams could have competed for that spot. And that was Seattle, Detroit, and Green Bay. So that on the NFC side, that's really what we're looking at. There were a few seeding changes if something happened here and there. But I don't think many people were worried about seeding changes too much. We were really focused on the last part. And that came down to Sunday afternoon. So Sunday, 4 o'clock start. Seahawks played. Seahawks won. They beat the Rams on a field goal. Field goal attempt missed. And then they made a field goal. So they beat the Rams on a field goal. And so that's good, obviously. For the Seahawks, got to be pumped about it. So then that night game was only Green Bay the ability to move on. Because if Seahawks would have lost, the night game would have been for Detroit and Green Bay to make the playoffs, one of them. Not the case. Seahawks won, so only Green Bay can make the playoffs if they win. Lions, great season, though. Let's talk about that just a little bit. Lions really did have a great season. You know, that culture's been bad for a little bit. They've had some rough seasons in a row. Stafford did some stuff for them, but they still never were great. So they got a winning season under their belt, and it kind of feels like, okay, next year might be that turning year. And there's a couple reasons to look at it that way, and we'll kind of get to that real quick. But Detroit didn't have a chance. They were just playing for a winning season, playing to beat a rival, playing to beat the Packers. So, Green Bay had the opportunity. Watched the game last night. Green Bay had plenty of opportunities. I don't think this one's on Aaron Rodgers. I think there was some stupid stuff they did coaching-wise. There were some calls that were suspect. Now, Matt LaFleur going for it on 3rd down or 4th down in his own zone wasn't that big a deal. The play call was stupid. You just gotta go straight at it. You're going inches, get to inches and go. So I believe the play calling at times were a little suspect. Aaron Rodgers doesn't look like Aaron Rodgers, but I don't know necessarily if this game was on him. I think he played well enough. I think the team really played well enough, but sometimes they settled for field goals instead of touchdowns. They made a lot of mental mistakes on the defensive end that really cost them some stuff to where they gave up at least one touchdown by doing stupid stuff. So, that's kind of what you're looking at there. Now, that's the real issue with why the Green Bay Packers lost the game. Really, the Lions didn't do anything special. They did pull some trickery out. They did pull some, smart plays out, or some, plays that, if they maybe were playing for the playoffs, you would have been like, wow, that's a gutsy play. But since they weren't playing for the playoffs, it didn't matter. And so, that's a big difference. That's a big deal. But really, the Lions didn't do much. I think the Green Bay Packers gave it away. I believe Rodgers may be done. And I don't say that because, he can't still play, but I don't think he can play nearly at the level. I think it was mostly injuries. I do think injuries was a big factor in it. But I think
injuries,
let's put it this way. If it wasn't any kind of injuries that were holding him back this year, he just wasn't the same guy. He wasn't as accurate. He really didn't have that zip on the ball. At times, though, he would still hit these receivers in the hands, and they would drop it on some of these passes that only Aaron Rodgers can throw because they're that accurate. And accuracy's his biggest thing. But overall, I would say, to me, overall, I gotta say, I don't know. I don't think he looks the same person. I believe he's not the same player he once was, and I believe that's really the issue. I think he's done. I just think the ability isn't quite what it used to be, and I believe that's going to be enough for him to turn it off and call it a career. Now, I'm sure he'll think about it a little bit, but I believe he's done this time. Now, if it was injury related, then maybe not, If it was injury related, it feels like, I wasn't playing at my level because of injuries, then, it might be a whole different conversation and he will come back. Gut feeling says he's done. So, Lions beat the Packers. That means the Seahawks are in. I think it's a great story for Geno Smith. Didn't play the best yesterday, but Geno Smith played well enough this year, and he actually played well enough to be a Pro Bowl player. And the Pro Bowl is not as legit as it used to be, but he was a Pro Bowl player on the first ballot, you know what I'm saying? That means you were literally, a Pro Bowl player. Now, these guys who get in after people drop out and do the 6th-string, 8th-string things, that's my issue, but he was a legit Pro Bowl first ballot Pro Bowler this year, and that story was an incredible story. I don't think they can go any further. They play the 49ers. I think the 49ers are the favorite. Seahawks, if they upset them, we going to be writing this into a script somewhere. I guarantee it. We will put this in a movie somewhere if they win. And his just comeback in general. Him making the playoffs. This is probably still a movie somewhere. Let's not sugarcoat how incredible it is. But I want to talk something real quick. Well, Dallas plays the Bucks, and then the Giants play, I'm wanting to go ahead and finish this off too. The Giants play the Vikings. So there's your playoff matchups. We'll probably try to discuss that later on. But I want to discuss one more thing real quick. about that division, the Lions division, just because it was on my mind and because we were talking about kind of how the Lions could go kind of be on a run or kind of go, you know, be good in that division again. So, the, you know, if Aaron Rodgers leaves, I believe that changed the whole dynamic. That team, we can't be guaranteed that Jordan Love could play quarterback, and then they wouldn't have a quarterback, so you'd have to probably say the Green Bay Packers are dead. So let's just say Green Bay does take a drop-off, Rodgers isn't there, and they did take a drop-off this year, but that's not typical Green Bay. But that team's out of the way. So, okay, let's say Green Bay drops off. Lions are looking good. You know, that's third in the division. They look pretty good. Bears are just struggling. I don't know when the Bears will pull it apart or pull it together. But if Justin Fields is there, they should be okay. I think he's going to be a good enough quarterback. But I do think they're going to have to cater the offense to him. But that means that they would have to revamp it, and then we'll see where they're at next year. I think as a whole, that team's not up to the standard. Even if Fields plays a good quarterback, I'm not sure that team as a whole is at that level right now. So I believe they're third. So I believe you got the Detroit Lions being like second. And the Packers could be third, fourth in conversation with the Bears there. Going into next year is what I'm talking about. So, the Lions 1-2. Now, the Vikings are good, right? Like, I don't think we have any doubt the Vikings are pretty good. They had a good year. They've done some good stuff. Would it be surprising, though, if the Vikings... I'm not sure it would be surprising if the Vikings fell off next year. You know, a little bit. So, I mean, I think that really puts you in the place of if the Lions bring people back, they're going to have a good receiving core. I mean, you're talking, I don't know how long some of the guys are there for, but Amon St. Brown, Jameson Williams, and then if you can get a bigger guy like Chark to stay on the outside, that's three right there. I don't know who they'll use for the tight end, but I believe White could be that athletic tight end. Is his name White? I'm trying to think of his name. James. I don't know if it's Washington or White. Anyway, he's a local kid from near where I live. But, like, I would say that he has the athletic ability and maybe not the blocking ability to be a good threat. And then I'm sure they have a blocker on that team. Depending on their running back situation, if Jamal Williams is still there, they got a good 1-2 punch there. Goff's probably a decent enough quarterback, as we've seen before, to really, you know, help that team. Now, I wouldn't say he's a game changer, but he's going to be good enough. I believe the Lions really have a chance next year with the way it just looks on paper. So, a little NFL talk, a little playoff preview, playoff talk. Week 18, we out.